The Rhinelander Masonic Lodge approached the library, as Lodge spokesperson Tony Jones explains.
Knowing that the Rhinelander Lodge is instrumental in laying the cornerstone, I thought this was a perfect opportunity for us to showcase our ability to once again stand up for the community and throw together a fundraiser.
Jones says they pulled out a campaign from the past.
We've decided to do an old-fashioned penny campaign. We've got about 40 coffee cans that we would like to put out into the community. And anybody that happens to see one next to a cash register or on a shelf somewhere can drop in a penny, a nickel, a dime, quarter, dollar, and help us raise money a little bit at a time.
The Masons helped place the cornerstone time capsule in 1903. Library Director Virginia Roberts says the former opening was replaced in January. The 1984 doors aren't functional either, so the new opening will be available. Other changes, including a vestibule, are happening.
We will be placing a vestibule, so an entryway right there, and the desk will turn 90 degrees, and we'll be able to see the front and the back doors and greet people just as we always have, but we'll have a new front entryway facing Stevens, which is actually the original entryway to the Carnegie Building.
Tony Jones says the cans are going out now, and they'll be collecting coins until the end of July. He says if retailers would like to host a coffee can, they can contact the library or contact Jones at the Masonic Lodge. Their Gmail is rhinelander242@gmail.com. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.